This podcast is intended to facilitate continuing medical education. The views expressed in this recording are those of the presenter and do not necessarily reflect the views of Novartis South Africa.
Hi, my name is Kath McCormack, and I'm from an organization called the Autoimmune Alliance of South Africa, and I'm also from another nonprofit company called Arthritis Kids South Africa. If you're listening to this, it's probably because you've applied to a medical aid for some kind of treatment, some kind of medicine, and the scheme has told you that they're not going to pay for it. Now, I used to believe, like many of us, including doctors, in fact, that medical schemes have full power to approve or reject applications based on the scheme rules, and that those scheme rules were absolute. And if you go into patient support groups on Facebook or WhatsApp, you will inevitably find somebody asking a question about funding for something like a biologic and asking for advice about which medical aid or which plan type they need to get to pay for it. And inevitably, people comment that these treatments, things like biologics, are only available on the right plan type, which is typically the highest plan type, and you usually have to upgrade to get them. And this is certainly what I believed because it's what I'd been told by doctors and scheme members. And also it made sense to me that medical schemes get to decide what they pay for and what they don't. And the fact is, they mostly do get to decide, just not always. I remember back in 2019, we were just registering Arthritis Kids South Africa as a nonprofit company, and we'd put together our first board. And one of the key topics of conversation at that time was, what were we going to do to ensure that children living with arthritis got access to the treatments they needed when their medical aids refused to pay for them? And we barely made any progress on this at all until one of the moms in a parent support group mentioned to me that her child had needed a biologic and she'd applied to a medical scheme and they'd refused to pay for it. And then her dad, who's a pharmacist, had told her that juvenile arthritis is what's called a PMB condition, and that medical schemes actually have an obligation to fund treatment for these so-called PMBs. And if they didn't, then you could complain to the Council for Medical Schemes. And this mom had complained, and now her daughter had funding for her biologic. And it feels really bizarre to remember, but back in 2019, I'd never even heard of the Council for Medical Schemes or the Medical Schemes Act. And to be honest with you, I'm not even sure I knew what a PMB was. I'd just been going along, like most of us, submitting applications and claims to my medical aid, and sometimes they were paid and other times they weren't. And that's just the way things were. But I was intrigued by what this mom had told me. I mean, surely it couldn't be that medical schemes were obliged to pay for medication, but they were simply refusing to do it. So I started investigating, and the first place I started was to find out what the Council for Medical Schemes is, or the CMS as it's called. And for those of you who don't know, the CMS is the regulator of the private medical schemes industry. So they register medical schemes and they make sure that all the rules and the laws are being followed. And the CMS has a fantastic website full of very interesting information. And it was there that I learned about PMBs, or prescribed minimum benefits. And I also found a link to the Medical Schemes Act, which is the law that governs this industry. And so I read the Medical Schemes Act and did not find anything at all that seemed to indicate that medical schemes were somehow supposed to fund medication for anything at all that they didn't want to, but specifically PMBs. And then, like most of us, because I'm not a lawyer and I had no experience, I had to work out through some additional reading that there was in fact a second document which contained regulations to the Medical Schemes Act. So these are the rules of the law. And when I read that, it became very obvious very quickly that medical schemes are actually obliged or required to pay for medication under certain circumstances. And notably, it's when other medicines have failed. And I thought, come on. It can't be as simple as this. There must be a catch. But it did represent the best shot for our children with arthritis who didn't have access to treatment. So I chatted to the pediatric rheumatologists on our Arthritis Kids board. And I said, you know, let's find a child. Let's find a test case. Let's find a child who needs a biologic because the other medicines have failed. but whose family can't afford to upgrade their medical plan. And let's take this case to the Council for Medical Schemes and see what happens. And we did. And 3.5 months later, we had a ruling from the council, which ordered the scheme to pay for the biologic. And the scheme complied and the child got treatment. And it was a complete revelation. And so I submitted a second case and a third case. And by the end of that year, I had submitted loads of complaints on behalf of children with arthritis. And I had multiple rulings from the council. And they all said exactly the same thing. And it became very obvious that it didn't matter how many cases I took to the council or how many rulings I got in favor of patients. The medical schemes were going to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, because it wasn't that they didn't know about the law. It was that they didn't take it into account when they were making these funding decisions. And what I know now that I didn't know then is that medical schemes and the council that regulates them, they have different interpretations of these regulations. So the council, on the one hand, interprets them as they're written, and the schemes don't. More to the point, medical schemes, every single one of them, they use their interpretation, their understanding, as a basis for staff and broker training, and also for communicating with members and doctors, which is exactly how we end up with people in support groups telling members that they have to upgrade plan types to access treatments, regardless of their medical circumstances. So this experience led to what has turned into a multi-year attempt to get the council to take a firm stand on a medical scheme's ability to act on its own understanding, its own interpretation of the law, especially when that understanding directly contradicts what the council says. And they do this without any recourse or consequence. And there's actually some evidence of my initial attempts in the 2021-22 CMS annual report. So I'd written to the CMS and I made an allegation that four schemes in particular routinely disregard or completely ignore regulations when making funding decisions for certain treatments. And I also then backed up this allegation with evidence. And in response, the CMS scheduled a series of meetings with these schemes because, and I'm quoting from the annual report, it became evident that there was either a complete failure, unexplained delay, or an inconsistent approach to application of these regulations, which is essentially the CMS agreeing with my allegation. It's now the middle of 2024, and schemes still disregard these regulations. They just don't do it as much for children with arthritis, which is excellent news for us. But in their most recent letter to me, the CMS continues to acknowledge that schemes don't take these regulations into account when they should, which is when they are assessing applications and making funding decisions. But the challenge remains to get them to actually do something about it. And unfortunately, all I can tell you is that it remains an ongoing project. My ultimate goal is to get to a point where a podcast like this is simply no longer needed, because you, as a medical aid member, should never have to stand up for rights that are contained within a legal document and should be yours because they exist, not because you somehow found out about them and then had the wherewithal to go to the regulator to fight for them. But unfortunately, we're not there yet. So if you or someone in your family requires a specialized treatment like a biologic, usually an expensive treatment, and you're not on the right plan type, or even if you are and your scheme still won't pay for it, then this podcast will help you to figure out what to do next.
For more information on this podcast, send an email to info@autoimmunealliance.co.za. Novartis is a global healthcare company that provides solutions to address the evolving needs of patients worldwide.
We are with you, listening, learning, to help you live life on your terms, reimagining medicine together.